counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run, or you can't play here.
It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz here with you, getting you all caught up on all things Milwaukee Brewers as they are set to take on the Colorado Rockies from American Family Field, 7:10 Central. First pitch today for the Brewers. It'll be Jose Quintana going up against Kyle Freeland. Couple of southpaws on the bump for Brewers and Rockies. Game number 82 officially in the second half of the season for the Milwaukee Brewers. Set to begin in a little over an hour. First thing we do on every Leadoff Show, it's the starting lineups.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's start off with the visiting Colorado Rockies taking on Jose Quintana today. It'll be Mickey Moniak in right field leading things off for Colorado. Jordan Beck in left field will bat second. Tyro Estrada, the second baseman, will bat third. Michael Tolia is at first base and batting fourth. Kyle Farmer, the DH, will bat fifth. Ryan McMahon at third base, bats sixth. Brenton Doyle in center field will bat seventh today. Braxton Fulford, the catcher, will bat eighth. Ryan Ritter, the shortstop for Colorado today, will bat ninth. Now for the Milwaukee Brewers, Sal Frelick in right field will lead things off. Jackson Churio in center field will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, will bat third. William Contreras is catching today, batting fourth. Isaac Collins in left field will bat fifth. Reese Hoskins at first base will bat sixth. Bryce Terang at second base will bat seventh today. Caleb Durbin, the third baseman, bats eighth. Joey Ortiz rounds things out. He will bat ninth. He is the shortstop today for the crew. Well, we had an off day in between last time we talked. I hope everyone had a good Thursday and is having a great Friday so far as well. Wednesday was awesome. Paul Skeens versus Jacob Mizorowski at American Family Field, a sellout, the most attended game of the season, and it went in the Milwaukee Brewers' favor. An awesome show lined up for you. We'll go over that game in just a minute. Austin Herdina going to join us from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook at 6:20 today. 6:40, Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports will join the Leadoff Show presented by Focus Baseball as well. And the much-anticipated Building a Winner feature presented by Ironworkers Local 8 with Kurt Hoge's updated top 10 prospects over at the Journal Sentinel for the Milwaukee Brewers. I looked at it. Maybe you saw it yesterday. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed, Kirk. First of all, let's get to the rewind.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Mizorowski versus Skeens was the talk of the town. Everyone coming in from all over the place to come watch this matchup between the Brewers and the Pirates. And in the first inning, Jacob Mizorowski found himself in a little bit of trouble after a leadoff walk. Got Brian Reynolds to fly out to center. Frazier had stolen second base. There was a runner at third with one out. Jacob Mizorowski got his first of eight punch-outs in the game.
Got him! Strikeout number one for Mizorowski.
I would say both offenses had better lay off that high fastball today. 101 above the strike zone. There's no chance to be able to barrel that up. To foul it off is quite hard to do as well.
Highlights courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Jacob Mizorowski getting Spencer Horowitz to strike out on the high fastball would get Nick Gonzalez to strike out right after as well. Two strikeouts, through one inning for Jacob Mizorowski. Skeens would walk Sal Frelick to lead the game off as well, but no damage done. He would strike out the last two of the inning, just like Mizorowski did. Then in the second, Jacob Mizorowski goes 1-2-3 with a strikeout. The second inning is when the Brewers start to break things open. Joey Ortiz would get the scoring started with a ground out to the pitcher that would get Isaac Collins to come around to score. Then Eric Haas getting one of the best doubles, not really the hardest hit of his career.
And it's off the end of the bat, shallow center. Cruz is charging. Cruz can't make the play! Turang scores! Haas on his way to second with a dive!
Good for him. Wow. Just throwing a bat out there, putting the ball in play, and he gets a base hit.
We saw Sal Frelick, the next man up, ground into a fielder's choice. Three runs have come across to score in the inning, all of that with just one out. Jackson Churio then flies out. Then Christian Yelich stays hot at the plate to get the fourth run.
It's a 35-pitch inning for Skeens. And a line drive into left, a base hit. Yelich extends his hitting streak and extends the lead to 4-0.
I tell you, this is a clinic, and how you attack a guy like Skeens. Fastball right here. Yelich doesn't try and pull it. He goes to the opposite field.
It's the first time in Paul Skeens' short career he had given up four runs or more in an inning, and it was because of the Milwaukee Brewers. Then the offenses both not doing much against these two stud pitchers. Jacob Mizorowski shoving the entire time. In the third inning, he would get a 1-2-3 inning. In the fourth inning, he allowed a leadoff single and a walk. Then he got a double play and a strikeout to end it. In the fifth inning, Jacob Mizorowski gives up the leadoff single to Tommy Pham on an infield hit to the shortstop. A strikeout to Jared Triolo. Henry Davis would fly out. Then the eighth strikeout through five innings for Jacob Mizorowski on Kiner Falefa.
Another payoff. And he locked him up for strike three. Front door slider. Eight strikeouts for Mizorowski in five scoreless innings.
Grant Anderson came in for relief in the seventh inning after Rob Zastrzyzny pitched a clean six. He would give up a run on a Tommy Pham single in the seventh. Then in the eighth, Abner Uribe gave up a double to Spencer Horowitz that would score a run. It was 4-2. Trevor McGill goes 1-2-3 in the ninth inning. The Milwaukee Brewers win 4-2 in the duel between Jacob Mizorowski and Paul Skeens. Mizorowski 3-0 now on the year. His final line is 5 innings, 2 hits, 0 runs, 8 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Paul Skeens goes 4 innings, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, 4 strikeouts as well. He is now 4-7 on the year. Trevor McGill, picking up his 18th save of the season, would close things out in the ninth inning.
The MVP of the last game for the crew. Who stood out the most? Let's find out. It's the leadoff show powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
I mean, is there really any choice? Is there really any debate, any discussion on who the MVP of the last game was? It is Jacob Mizorowski. He has right now dropped his ERA down to 1.13. 16 innings of work, 2 earned runs, with another 5 scoreless in the start on Wednesday. He has 3 hits given up across those 16 innings. He is 3-0 and has 3 hits allowed all season. For reference, Jacob Mizorowski's opponents are batting 3-49 in their careers now against Jacob Mizorowski. It is a .061 opponent's batting average right now for the Miz. You cannot have dreamt of a better start for Jacob Mizorowski to his big league career right now. He is the MVP of the game on Wednesday. He spoke to Sophia Minert after the game as well on FanDuel Sports Network. Here is the MVP of last game, Jacob Mizorowski.
Jacob, what an outing for you. 5 innings, 8 strikeouts. You hold this Pirates lineup in check in front of a sold-out crowd. After that leadoff walk, how did you settle into the game?
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of those things that you knew what you had to do, and just going out there and executing. So I think that was the biggest thing, was staying within myself.
In that fourth inning, you got a single and a walk, and pitching coach Chris Hook came out to talk to you for the mound visit. You bounced back with the double play and the strikeout. Just what was the adjustment you wanted to make?
Just getting back into my rhythm that I needed to be in, and not playing their game over at first, and really staying with what I'm used to and doing that.
8 strikeouts for you on all 4 pitches. How'd you have command of everything today?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was there. I thought everything was working the way I wanted it to, so it was awesome. It was, exactly how we drew it up.
There was a lot of hype around this game between you and Paul Skeens. How fun was it to pitch in this game, this atmosphere in front of a sold-out crowd?
So much fun. I mean, yeah, it was so electric. You know, the fans here were awesome, you know, 40-something thousand, so it's awesome. It's awesome they came out.
Were there any moments that stood out to you, Miz? Were you able to enjoy it at all?
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. You know, you have the guys really get to Skeens and, you know, score 4 for me. It was awesome. You know, kind of felt at ease a little bit more. I was like, okay, here we go. We got it. So, no, it was huge that the guys there. And that's when I really realized, I was like, okay, I got this. We can win this game.
You can win this game, Jacob. That is Jacob Mizorowski speaking to Sophia Minert after the 4-2 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Bryce Terang also extends his hitting streak to 10 with a single in the second inning during the streak right now, which dates back to the 14th of June. He's batting .390 with a .409 OPS, a .409 on base rather, and a .946 OPS. He has 5 RBIs in that time as well. Christian Yelich also extending his hitting streak to 9 games with a single in the 9th inning. He right now, since the 15th against St. Louis, is batting .486 with a .525 on base percentage, a .784 slugging. That is a .1309 OPS right now for Christian Yelich. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM 105.7 FM The Fan studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. How about the manager, Pat Murphy? What does he have to say after Jacob Mizorowski goes out there and shoves for the 3rd time now in his big league career? Here is Pat Murphy after the Brewers' 4-2 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates.
The fact that he understood it and understood the magnitude it meant for our team, it's about the team. And I think he got it loud and clear, and didn't give up free bases, didn't implode. You know, walked the first guy, got back on track, you know. I think it, just his poise and ability to handle the situation. We have first and second, gets a big ground ball, then strikes out a hitter that has terrorized us, O'Neill Cruz. I mean, he just showed that he's unflappable, you know. 3 of the innings, he had the leadoff guy on base, and none of them scored. Speaks to, you know, what he can do.
What did you think of the command and the location for him today compared to those first 2 outings?
Good. The thing about it was, he's throwing to Haas for the first time, you know what I mean? And that's different. So another something to live with, but he knows Eric and threw to him in spring training a couple times, but or at least once. But I thought that he kept himself. I mean, it wasn't perfect. He used the curveball a couple of key times, you know what I mean, that came into play. But I thought his command was pretty darn good.
As silly as it might seem, was it kind of good to see him get into a little bit of that jam there with the leadoff guys, because you haven't been able to see him work out of it?
Right, right. I think all that's going to help him. All these experiences help him, you know.
For him to have strikeouts on all 4 pitches.
What's that?
For him to have strikeouts on all 4 pitches today.
I didn't know that.
What kind of sign is that of, like, just the command that he's got?
No, I think it's good. You know, so you don't turn in. Like, what makes Skeen so great is you have no idea how he's going to pitch you. You know what I mean? Like, the guy has 5 pitches or 6, and he commands them all. And I think it's hard to plan on a sequence. I think he probably has problems planning a sequence, you know what I mean? Like, he's so tough. He has so many things going for him that, and he wants to throw 1-on-1, he can, but he's just out there pitching. And I think Jacob can learn a lot from this guy because this guy's really, really good. And we didn't exactly hit him hard, if you know what I mean. We got very fortunate. His defense let him down. We got a huge blue pit that mattered. They made a couple key errors, you know, that could easily, he could have given up one, you know, easily given up one.
You said the other day that Jacob seemed really nervous before his first start. How did he seem heading into this game, and how does he kind of come along with that?
Yeah, I didn't get him as, I know he spent a lot of quiet time before the game by himself, but I didn't really sit with him or anything before a game. I just reminded him, like, hey, this ain't the Miz show. This is about the Milwaukee Brewers. You got eight guys that you're responsible to, like they're responsible to you. So make sure you understand that. You're in this journey with us. You know? And I didn't get a chance to see how he just looked at me like, okay. So.
Murph, in deciding where to end the outing, could we see some of these as you try to manage the big picture?
Yeah, I mean, so far with 4 days rest, he's never went out past 75. We just want to be smart about it, that's all. Like we would any other pitcher, whether they're throwing 99 or whether they're throwing 92. You know, like it's just, you got to take some precautions for the health and understand what he's done in the past. It's like training a marathon runner, right? You don't just run the 26. You probably could, you know. If you say you'd run 12 or 14 and, you know, you've trained a little bit, and I don't know exact marathon training, but I guarantee you, you physically could do it. But what's that going to mean for down the road? So I think we're trying to do the same thing, you know.
Murph, it was a sellout today. Could you feel the electricity coming into the day? Did it have a different buzz for you at all coming into this?
For me?
For you and for the team in general. I mean, did it have a different feel, do you think, with all the people on a Wednesday afternoon?
I didn't know what day it was. But the fans were unbelievable. You know, like different buzz. We all walk in different shoes, so you know, it's like that doesn't really come into play, you know what I mean? Like different buzz. I don't know. Sorry if I didn't have a bigger buzz. I was just trying to figure out how we can accomplish this, you know what I mean, and get a victory today, and you know, everybody stay healthy and play better. We didn't offensively really do much, you know, you think about it. But
Murph on the offense.
There is Pat Murphy speaking to the media after the game. That audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. That's got to be a lie, right? Pat Murphy, and you know, the fans were great, but I didn't notice any difference in the buzz. That's I understand you want to try to be as blank as possible for your PR approach, Pat Murphy, which is totally okay. I understand it. But that place was jumping. That place looked packed for Jacob Mizorowski's third career start, and it impressed. I know some people think that maybe a pitcher going five innings and a pitcher going four innings in the, quote, pitcher's duel of the year is not really anything to be amazed at. But Jacob Mizorowski dazzling with the 8 strikeouts in 5 innings of work, getting his third career victory now against the Pittsburgh Pirates on Wednesday. That's enough about Wednesday. We'll continue to talk more about today's game. Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook going to join the leadoff show here in the next segment. Get you some of your best bets if you want to get any action on today's contest against the Colorado Rockies. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz here with you, getting you caught up on all things Milwaukee Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies today, 7:10 first pitch from American Family Field. Before we get over to Austin Herdinia at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, let me run down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup again for you guys here today. Sal Frelick in right field will lead things off. Jackson Churio in center field will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, will bat third. William Contreras is catching today, batting fourth. Isaac Collins in left field will bat fifth. Rhys Hoskins at first base bats sixth. Bryce Terang at second base will bat seventh. Caleb Durbin at third base bats eighth. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, batting ninth, will round things out for the Milwaukee Brewers. Joining the show now, as he does each and every day, over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Sportsbook Manager at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, it is Austin Herdinia. Austin, did you enjoy the off day yesterday? How are we doing today?
I did. I did enjoy the off day, but every day there's a Brewer game is always a better day.
Always a better day. I completely agree, Austin. And right now, like, that's all we got. There's no baseball, there's no basketball, there's no hockey, there's no football going on right now. So it's a perfect time to watch some baseball, place a couple bets. Like, I mean, we try to promote the Pottawatomie Sportsbook for sure, but we're also promoting responsible gambling during this segment. And really, there's trends that go into it, and only gamble what you can. So if you want to bet on baseball over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, there's more than just picking the winners and the losers, right, Austin?
Absolutely. So picking a winner and loser, that's going to be your money line. A lot of people like to bet that. They also like the totals, so like just how many runs will be scored in the game. So for example, today is 8.5. If you think there will be 9 or more runs, you're going to want to bet the over. If you think there's going to be 8 or fewer runs, you're going to want to bet the under. And those are combined totals for both teams. We also have just so many different options for all the players. Things like, you know, will a player hit a home run, yes or no? Will somebody get a hit, yes or no? You know, how many – will there be a run in the first inning? Pitcher props is the one that I like a lot. So, like, strikeouts. You know, how many strikeouts will someone get? So, like, Quintana today, he's coming off a really good start last time, but he only had one strikeout. So it's something to look into. So if you're thinking, hey, he might do really well today, but maybe you don't think he's going to strike a lot of guys out, well, you can look at like an under 4.5 or an under 5.5 for how many strikeouts.
Austin Herdinia over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook joining the leadoff show again. Hit on his parlay again on Wednesday. Had a nice 3-leg parlay with the over of Miz, 5.5 strikeouts, Christian Yelich to get a hit, and the Brewers winning the ball game. Jacob Mizorowski, I mean, have you ever been so excited to watch someone play in Milwaukee right now, Austin? Because he is taking over the national media at this point, and he just pitches in this little podunk town called Milwaukee, Wisconsin so far right now, and he is quite impressed in his first 3 games so far.
It's really exciting. It's anytime Milwaukee Brewers are getting mentioned in the national media, it's pretty exciting. You know, I remember, gosh, it's been almost probably 20 years now where we acquired CC Sabathia.
Yeah.
And that was the story of the summer. And he carried us into the playoff spots, and it was quite the story. And if we can get something like that out of Mizorowski, I mean, that would be awesome. Here we are, you know, climbing up the ranking or climbing up the division, just a couple games behind the Cubs now. And gosh, we have an opportunity to take over the lead before the All-Star break.
Yeah, Austin, also last week, I believe, or actually I think it was 2 weeks ago, after the first start of Jacob Mizorowski, you guys also offer futures at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. And he, I believe, had the 4th or 5th best odds at plus 1,500 to win the National League Rookie of the Year. Those odds today, minus 150. Everyone thinks this kid is going to be holding that National League Rookie of the Year at the end of the season. Let's get into our parlay for the people here today. Milwaukee Brewers in action going up against the Colorado Rockies. Rockies, not a great team so far this season. One of the worst in Major League Baseball by record. They are currently big dogs today against the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers favorite on the money line at minus 220. The run line at 1.5 favors Milwaukee a little bit more at plus 102. And the over-under set at 8.5 today, Austin. What's the first leg of the parlay you'd like to get to the people?
So the first leg of the parlay I'm doing today is under 8.5. Eight of the last nine games between the Rockies and Brewers have gone under the total runs line. So following that trend, going with under 8.5, it's -107 at the moment. A lot of people look at 8.5 as a tough number because, you know, if both teams get to 4 and it's 4-4, it's going to have to go over. Yeah. Somebody's going to have to score to win. So I'm actually going to move that to under 9. So if you move that to under 9, it's -137. I like the Brewers to get the win today, so I'm going to add that to the parlay. That's -220 at the moment. And then looking at some player props, I think Rhys Hoskins is going to come through with a hit. So add Hoskins. So under 9, Brewers to win, and Hoskins to get a hit, you're looking at +310.
+310 over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook today. The parlay for Austin Herdinha joining us from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook here on the Leadoff Show. Again, it is the under of 9 total runs, the Brewers money line, and Rhys Hoskins to get a hit in the contest. That seems like great odds, +310. And Austin Herdinha on a heater as of late. I believe you've hit 3 bets this week, Austin. I mean, this might be your best week ever. You're riding a hot streak, kind of like the Milwaukee Brewers right now. Austin, what else is happening over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook that the people should know about? What other events are coming up that you want to promote for the people?
So I want to promote UFC tomorrow night. UFC 317. We'll be having the pay-per-view here in our sportsbook, as we have every UFC pay-per-view. Charles Oliveira versus Ilia Topuria. And it's the main event. It's the championship fight. And Oliveira is going to be here in the Pottawatomie Sportsbook September 21st for a meet and greet. And how awesome would it be if we had the UFC champion, the world lightweight champion, here in our sportsbook in September? So definitely cheering for him tomorrow night. He is the underdog in the fight right now, but it is, you know, you never know. UFC, all it takes is one punch and it could be over.
Yeah, and Oliveira, a seasoned vet for sure, +340 currently at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. So definitely a little bit of an underdog, but how can you not root for the champion to come to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Austin?
Yeah, it'd be so awesome. You know, it'd be definitely a first time. But yeah, if you want to reserve your table, head to Pottawatomie.com, go to Sportsbook and Reservations, and you'll see the options for reserving your table for tomorrow night. And that will be a deposit that you put down towards your food and drinks.
Awesome. Austin Herdinha joins the Leadoff Show each and every day, always around 40 minutes before first pitch. Otherwise, sometimes it's a little bit earlier depending on the schedule, but usually 40 minutes before first pitch if you want to get some of your best bets in and any action on the games. Austin, thank you so much for joining the show today. And of course, go Brewers.
Go Brewers.
There he is, Austin Herdinha of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook jumps off. It is time to move on past our betting segment of the show because we need to talk about the minor leagues right now.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? It's time for Building a Winner. Ironworkers Local 8 brings you Building a Winner. Skip the debt. Learn a trade. Apply now at IWL8.org. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Yes, time for another Building a Winner feature presented by Ironworkers Local 8, building Milwaukee's future one beam at a time. Thanks again to Ironworkers Local 8 for being a part of the Leadoff Show and the much-anticipated reveal of Kurt Hoag's top 10 Milwaukee Brewers prospects are here. It was released yesterday. I'm going to go over it today. I have some questions. I have some praise, and I have some disappointment, quite frankly, in Kurt Hoag over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Before that, though, let me give a quick rundown of what happened across the minor leagues yesterday.
Nashville Sounds.
Nashville winning yesterday over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Minor league baseball names are awesome. Ollie Dunn actually had a season-high 3 hits, including a triple and a homer, as Nashville won 6-2 over Jacksonville on Thursday. He had a 2-run shot to add to the Sounds lead early, improved now to 46-30 on the year in the AAA standings. Now 2-1 in the second half. Nashville back in action today. It'll be Josh Macheschewski. It's such a hard name to say. I'm never going to say that one right. He'll be on the bump today for AAA Nashville. He's having a great start so far. 2.63 ERA as far right now.
Biloxi Shuckers.
Biloxi Shuckers back in action. 3-1 loss, however, over Columbus. Mike Bovee, 1-for-4 in the contest. Alex Cornelli, 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 strikeouts for his losing performance yesterday. Biloxi won the first half championship. Remember, they are now 1-2 in the second half thus far. Pitching today against the Klingstones, Brett Witrowski will be pitching for Biloxi. He's 0-2 so far with a 2.88 ERA.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Timber Rattlers lose to the Quad City River Bandits as the performance goes to Marco Dingis in this one, whose name we will hear later on in this segment. He went 1-for-4 in the contest. They're back on the mound today. Ryan Burchert will pitch for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers as they are in Appleton playing at the exact same time. First pitch of the Milwaukee Brewers, 6:40 today.
Carolina Mudcats.
Mudcats, they are back to their winning ways. They are now 5-1 in the second half so far, but not the story of Jesus Madé or Luis Peña in that one. This one goes to Melvin Hernandez, who we heard in Kurt Hoag's original rankings as well from his top 35 Brewers prospects. He had 7 scoreless innings, allowed just 3 hits, struck out 4 as Carolina would win 9-3 over Delmarva. That is Baltimore's low A affiliate. How about the Complex League?
Arizona Complex League Brewers.
They have improved a little bit over the time. Remember, they were 18-10, then they went to 18-18. They are now 21-19 after a victory over the Complex League Guardians yesterday. They are currently playing right now against the Complex League Padres. The Dominican Summer League in action as well too. The Dominican Summer League Blue Team picking up a victory yesterday over the Cleveland Dominican Summer League. The Dominican Summer League Gold Team ends up picking up the loss yesterday over the Pirates Gold Team. How about the scores in this contest? Blue Team wins 13-11. Gold Team loses 19-13. Not a lot of pitching so far in the Dominican Summer League. Building a winner, not finished yet. We had to speed run through that because I promised you we would go over the top 10 prospects according to Kurt Hoag over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in the Brewers organization. We have gone through 35 through 11 to this point. We need to give a little bit of time to the top 10 prospects so far, according to Kurt Hoag. These are his midseason updates. Reminder, that does play a role into what has happened thus far during the season in these rankings, as you will see. First one he had at number 10, it was Luke Adams, first base prospect, currently number 7 according to MLB Pipeline. Hoag has him a little bit lower, but he has done that already to a couple of first basemen so far this season. Apparently, it was Eric Batanti, which we saw him rank, I think, 29th or 27th last we checked, who is a top 10 prospect according to MLB Pipeline. Luke Adams doesn't fall nearly as far. He goes from 7 down to 10 in Kurt Hoag's latest rankings. Luis Lara, that's one that he's been a little bit higher on according to MLB Pipeline. Pipeline has him at 21. Lara, center fielder for the Milwaukee Brewers, currently in Double A, is just 20 years old. He has him at 9 so far. He thinks he plays great defense, a great hitter as well for Biloxi right now, and has the plus speed. Really fits the mold of what the Milwaukee Brewers like to do at the major league level. At number 8 this year, he has Bishop Letson, another guy he's a little bit higher on, according to Pipeline. He is 14 in the Brewers organization. Kurt Hoag has him right now at number 8 in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. This is the one that jumps off the page. You were looking for something that would really give you that wow, that shock factor right now for Kurt Hoag in his rankings. Someone who's not even in the top 35, or top 30 rather, for the Milwaukee Brewers, according to MLB Pipeline. Someone that Kurt Hoag is very high on at number 7. It is the catcher, Marco Dingis, who we have heard having a fantastic season. He's batting .326 across 2 levels of A-ball this year. He was in low A and now is in high A. He was a part of that awesome Carolina team that could not lose at the beginning of the year, then gets moved up to the High A affiliate in Appleton, and he has actually really just been taking it off right now. He was the fourth round pick in last year's draft. He batted .353 in 26 games with Carolina and continues to dominate right now as he is leading all of the Brewers organization in minor league baseball for batting average. At number six, another catcher, Jefferson Cuero, who is the number two prospect according to MLB Pipeline for the Brewers. Kurt Hoag has him a little bit lower. That is because he has Logan Henderson at number five, who is 12 right now in MLB Pipeline. We saw a taste of Logan Henderson. Everyone loved what they saw out of Logan Henderson so far this year. He is Kurt Hoag's number five prospect. Number four, he has Cooper Pratt. We've heard a lot about Cooper Pratt over the years as well now since he has been in the Brewers organization. He will probably play one of those three second, short, third base options for the Milwaukee Brewers. He could also be in contention to be a big trade piece as well because the Brewers have an abundance at those positions. At number three, Luis Peña. Oh, I wanted him to be higher on this list, Kurt. I really did. But I do think you cheated. I think you cheated a little bit. At number two, he has Jesus Madé. Everyone wondering, what? Why is Madé number two? He's one of the top prospects in all of baseball, right? He put Jacob Mizorowski at number one. 3 games into his career, he looks amazing. I was a little let down Luis Peña wasn't at least the top two prospect, but I understand why you did it, Kurt. I just think you cheated. I think you cheated. You waited till Mizorowski looked unbelievable in Major League Baseball to put him up to the top prospect in the Brewers organization. However, I do think it's fair right now. If any one of these prospects turns out to be better than Jacob Mizorowski thus far to start their career, it's going to do wonders for this Milwaukee Brewers future. That Building a Winner update presented by Ironworkers Local 8, building Milwaukee's future one beam at a time. Coming up, we're going to talk to Drew Wagner over at Forbes Sports. He's going to get us the lowdown on what's going on over at American Family Field as the Milwaukee Brewers set to take on the Colorado Rockies for Game 1 of the weekend series. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com, ages 6 to 17.
Welcome back to the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook update. Kurt Hoag tweets at Tommy WSSP. For the record, I absolutely did cheat and move up Miz right before publishing. All right, that's fine. That's fine. I'll take it, Kurt. I just needed to know that you cheated. I understand he's been amazing over his first three starts. Before we get over to Drew Wagner, let me run down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup one last time for you guys here today. Sal Frelick leads things off. He's in right field. Jackson Churio in center field will bat second. Christian Yelich, the DH, will bat third. William Contreras is catching, batting fourth today. Isaac Collins in left field will bat fifth. Rhys Hoskins at first base will bat sixth. Bryce Terang at second base will bat seventh. Caleb Durbin, the third baseman, bats eighth. Joey Ortiz rounds things out. He will bat ninth for the Milwaukee Brewers today. Joining the leadoff show now, as he does each and every day, you can find his work at The Fan Milwaukee, at Forbes Sports. You can follow him on Twitter, at By Andrew Wagner. Drew, I think we are in contention for our third head on the Mount Rushmore of tweets from Drew Wagner with your latest edition of the best part about covering baseball for a living is the fact that working every game means I never have to attend a group outing slash tailgate that involves matching T-shirts. Drew, that's if it's not on the Mount Rushmore, it's an honorable mention right now. I don't want to give it out like candy, but you worked hard for that one, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's something I take great pride in, and I'm thankful for. You know, the money, of course, is glorious. You know, I have a cash vault like Scrooge McDuck. I drive exquisite motor vehicles. The finest livings adore my body. But that is the greatest benefit of having to be here every day, is never, ever having to take part in one of those group outings and having to wear one of those ridiculous shirts.
Yeah, it makes that ALS association even that much more sweeter because you ended up coming out for that one. We appreciate you. Love that as well.
Drew, but that was for a good cause. That wasn't, that didn't have like some stupid pun to it. Like, it was, hey, we're out here for a good cause. Here's a t-shirt. Like, that I respect.
Drew Wagner joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, presented by Gruber Law Offices as well. Now, Drew, I don't want to spend too much time about Wednesday because I know you've exerted everything you have about Jacob Mizorowski, but we didn't get to talk about it quite yet as well on the leadoff show. The kid is officially a problem for major leaguers. Can we say that right now?
Right now, yes. Listen, let's not get carried away. It has been three incredible starts.
Yeah.
Three otherworldly starts. There's a long way to go. He still has a lot of work to do. He has been nothing short of spectacular, but let's not, you know, start putting him on Mount Rushmore just yet.
Right.
Let's take a deep breath and appreciate what we've seen and realize chances are this kid's going to hit a road bump. Almost everyone does. It's going to happen. So let's just relax. Let's pull it. Whoa, horsey, all that stuff.
All that stuff indeed, Drew. I do want to say, though, you always commented on Chad Patrick and his poise throughout the season. Just from an outsider's perspective, I know you are in the stadium. You get to talk to him. You get to see him. It seems like he replicates that as well and carries great poise right now during all this attention he keeps getting, not just from local media, but from the national attention as well.
Yeah, he's handled it really well, you know, and I think it's kind of his nature. He just kind of shrugs it off. You know, it's like I said, he had to remember that he had a job to do, right? And he has. And I heard a lot of people getting mad about what Pat Murphy had said, how this isn't the Miz show. This is, you know, the Milwaukee Brewers. Listen, the guy wasn't slamming the kid. The guy wasn't trying to knock the kid down a few pegs. He was basically trying to say, this isn't all on you.
Right.
Like, you don't have to carry this. You've got eight guys in the field with you. Trust them. Be one of the group. Like, you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to impress anybody. You don't have to try to impress anybody. All you have to do is go out there and do what we know you can do. And that's the message that Pat Murphy was trying to tell the kid when he said it's not the Miz show. You know, it's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what I took from it when we heard Pat Murphy say that comment. I think he was trying to just ease him a little bit during this process, is that you don't have to go out there and throw five no-hit innings every time you pitch, Jacob. It is the job of the team to help you throughout this process, too. You play for the Brewers. You don't play for Jacob Mizorowski. I completely understand the statement. I love that you brought that up because I agree. Shouldn't really be any sort of pressure or put on Jacob Mizorowski and his ego from those comments by any means. Drew Wagner joins the leadoff show here on the Fan Guest Hotline presented by Gruber Law Offices. Drew, going into today's contest, the day off yesterday for the crew, and then they get to bounce back now with a series against Colorado. Looking ahead towards today, Jose Quintana and Kyle Freeland, couple of lefties on the bump today at American Family Field. Jose Quintana, Drew, feels like he is getting lost in this shuffle right now because he is just going out there every day and just being a major league pitcher. His ERA is so quietly under three right now, and he continues to put the Brewers in great position to win each and every ball game right now for the Milwaukee Brewers. Does it feel like Jose Quintana is kind of a underrated hero so far this season for the crew in your eyes?
It's hard to say. It's really weird. Like, Sparky and I were talking about this before, about him kind of being the odd man out, and he wouldn't see him getting traded. Like, you know, it's been such a weird year for Quintana because he signed late, was trying to rush to get ready. And we heard Pat Murphy talk about this. They had to slow him down a little bit. He came out and he was very steady. It wasn't like overly lights out impressive stuff, but he was steady and consistent. Then he had the injuries, came back, wasn't exactly his sharpest. His last time out was better, you know, and Murph said today, innings 3-6, his last time out, you know, he really looked like Jose Quintana again. I think he's been a great stabilizing force. You know, he was brought in a time when things were very uncertain, gave them a boost when they needed it. I don't think they were expecting to have all these young pitchers step up the way that they did. So, yeah, I guess in some way you could kind of say he's kind of been lost in the shuffle, maybe a bit of an afterthought. But he's been steadily consistent, and that's a very important thing.
Drew, now also I just want to ask, it doesn't really matter in this series because they switched over from a series finale and now into a new series. Do you think it's a benefit or a curse in Quintana's favor if he would be in the rotation behind a guy like a Mizorowski who throws 100, 102 miles an hour every time he touches the baseball versus Quintana, who's a lot more methodical and doesn't really bring it up on the radar gun?
Yeah, I mean, that can definitely affect the guy. But it's a little bit different now that you see so many pitchers in the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're facing a team like the Brewers, chances are you're going to see four or five guys in a game. So I think that kind of negates any advantage or disadvantage that you might have from you know, seeing two huge different contrasting guys. If they're going back-to-back, maybe a little bit more, but again, seeing so many pitchers, so many different pitchers in one game kind of wipes that out.
Drew Wagner joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline presented by Gruber Law Offices. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, the offense for the Milwaukee Brewers has really been red hot during this stretch as well for them over the last week and change. Looking at it, really some of the changes you see is Bryce Turang really getting out of the leadoff spot and has been hitting a lot better when he's either at five or today he's at seven because of the lefty matchup. But Sal Frelick, he stays in the leadoff spot today against the lefties. Pat Murphy doesn't worry about the matchup there. What do you think that says about what Sal Frelick has done over this stretch right now in which he has been red hot, that Murphy trusts him enough, doesn't really care about the matchup, and keeps him in the leadoff spot here against the lefty today?
I mean, I think you said it all. It shows a lot of trust. It also shows that the lineup is functioning really well with this setup. I mean, they're getting great production top to bottom just about every night. And it's something that they've been looking for much of the season until this kind of hot streak over the last few weeks. I don't think it's any shock that it somewhat coincides at moving Sal to the leadoff spot. And as long as everything's working, as long as Sal is continuing to produce, as long as you're getting production from the rest of the order, you know, why change it? Why mix up some? Don't fix, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the cliche I was looking for.
Yeah, and that's the cliche that's been working so far for the Milwaukee Brewers over this hot stretch right now. Drew, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great rest of your night. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the press box. Tell Kurt Hoag I tweeted back at him, and he definitely cheated on his prospect rankings.
Did you call him Stupid Kurt?
I didn't call him Stupid Kurt. I leave that for you. I don't want to step on any toes there. But I did call him out on the radio, and he heard it. All right? That's all I want.
Good. Yeah. He did text me right as I was coming on asking if you were on the air that he had to tweet at you. So just remember, you always got to call him Stupid Kurt or you might not see it.
Well, say hi to Stupid Kurt for me, Drew. Have a great rest of your night, my friend.
See you, brother.
There he is, Drew Wagner joining the leadoff show. Kurt Hoag, I love you. No shade by any means. Thank you to Drew Wagner for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. One more segment to get to before we get out of here. Keys to the game.
How does the crew win today's game? Who needs to step up? Let's find out with the keys to the game. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Keys to the game, always how we wrap up each and every leadoff show. And today's keys to the game, it's just taking care of business. This is the Colorado Rockies you're going up against here. And really, the key to the game is going to be the four-run total that we continue to talk about with the Milwaukee Brewers all season long. But I also don't think that four is nearly enough for Colorado. This is a team that has the worst pitching in Major League Baseball right now. Brewers, the keys to the game, it's going to be simple. I want 18 runs over the three-game series with the Colorado Rockies. That's six a night, right? Maybe however you disperse it from there. But the offense has been on a tear lately for Milwaukee, and by no means should a bump in the road come from the Colorado Rockies organization. This is a team that you took two out of three against when you faced them in Denver earlier in the season. It's a team that everyone has handled across Major League Baseball, and you need to do more of the same. The offense is the key to today's game. Six runs. That's what I would like to see out of the Milwaukee Brewers. That's going to do it for us here on the Leadoff Show. We're going to be back tomorrow, as well as the Milwaukee Brewers back in action against the Colorado Rockies at 3:10. So we'll have a 2 o'clock Leadoff Show. It'll be Quinn Priester going up against Antonio Senzatella for the Colorado Rockies. It is the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Don't forget, send them home.